The Commerce Department reported today that retail sales, a key measure of consumer spending, fell last month. Now, it was only a 0.2% decrease, but it was unexpected. So is it a sign of the retail apocalypse some have been warning about, or is it just a dip due to Hurricane Harvey, which would figure into the numbers because it happened in August? Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
So why did retail sales fall?
Well, hurricanes, like you said, definitely are going to somewhat distort all economic reports for the next few months. In this case, the Commerce Department said it couldn't really isolate the effect of Harvey. But in any event, this was not a positive report for the retail industry because the prior month figures were also revised lower. And non-store sales, which includes e-commerce, were down. And the figures showed that August sales of cars and light trucks posted the weakest monthly pace since 2014. We're down about 0.2%. So not a good report overall.
But when you look at some of the other indicators out there, like unemployment, which is very low, I mean, compared to what it has been, certainly, if people have jobs and they're making money, why aren't they spending it in retail?
Well, right. And some of the consumer confidence surveys continue to be either at records or very near record highs, or at least highs for the last 10 years or so. I think there's a few things going on. First, there's just this very, very intense competition these days among retailers, which is preventing retailers from having, you know, what they call on Wall Street pricing power. In other words, the ability to raise prices.
Right.
And also, if you think of the demographics, there's this huge baby boom generation right now. And you know, older people just don't buy as much stuff. And then there's a big millennial generation, and there's just a lot of research that suggests they aren't as conspicuous of consumers as previous generations. Now, maybe that's just an effect of them coming of age during a time when the economy didn't have a lot of oomph behind it. So we'll have to see if that's a long-term trend.
There are also fears in the industry that Amazon is making a big difference in retail sales. Is that playing into this?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, of course, in this report, which is official government numbers, online retailers are actually included, and yet they still had a month-on-month decline. Now, part of that is because, remember, Amazon's Prime Day was in July.
Right.
So that's a pretty hard comparison month over month to that. So that's part of it. But obviously, there wasn't enough oomph from online to turn this into a positive number.
So this retail apocalypse that we've been hearing about, is that something that people are talking about, or is this just kind of a blip in the numbers?
Well, I think there's a big distinction to be made between the health of the retail industry itself and the health of the consumer. Like we said, the consumer confidence numbers are great.
Right.
Unemployment number is great. But like I said before, Amazon and Google and the whole modern day e-commerce system has really improved the ability for consumers to find the best possible price. So it's good for consumers, not necessarily great for the industry. And it's hard to imagine it really having any sort of V-shaped rebound where it comes roaring back.
That's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.